KMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com, and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
And welcome in, everyone. We are live here at CBS New Sky Radio, New Horizons, No Boundaries. Fire It Up with CJ. Now can be found at fireitupwithcj.com, and welcome to May, where this month we'll be focusing on women and empowering them, us or them, depending on the listener, to be the very best. We have a great guest today. We'll get the show started. CJ, we'll send it to you.
Hey, welcome everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and this weekend my eyes were glued on Linda Greenlaw's book, Life-Saving Lessons, Notes from an Accidental Mother. And I've got to tell you, everything about Linda breaks a mold. First of all, she is a fisherman, which is not a traditional role for females. In fact, she is one of the best sea captains in the world, I'll say. I'm not sure if that's true, but I know on the East Coast. And instead of pursuing a traditional marriage with kids, she has been married to the sea. And for about 30 years, and she opted to adopt a teenage girl who was like 15, I think. And the book talks about how she co-parents her daughter with not only her real-life family, with her sisters and mom and dad, but her boyfriend and her small island community with 40 people. So it's a fabulous story, and it's really how she accidentally becomes a mother. So welcome, Linda. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great having you here. So I found this book completely fascinating. I just could not stop reading it, and I kept on talking to my kids about it, and they kept on saying, Mommy, is it a true story or is it a made-up story? I'm like, it's true. It's true.
All right. Well, I love hearing that people are enjoying it, so thank you for that.
Yeah, so tell me, how did you accidentally, does anyone ever really accidentally become a mother? How did you accidentally become a mother?
Well, you know, this young girl on the island was in a bad situation, and she needed a place to stay at first temporarily because we didn't understand exactly what the situation was she was in. We assumed that her guardian at the time wasn't taking very good care of her because he had an alcohol problem. Mm-hmm. We didn't understand what was actually going on in the home until much later, which is, you know, she was being abused in many ways. So she was going to stay with me until her guardian sort of got back on, the straight and narrow. And then as things unfolded, it became clear that she couldn't go back. Not only could she not go back to that situation, but in fact, the law had to come in, and her former guardian's now in federal prison. So here we are on this little island, and this kid is either going off the island to go into a foster care program, which, you know, at the age of 15, I can't imagine a worse situation. So I was pretty much nominated. It was that simple. My community said, hey, Linda, you have a spare bedroom. You know, why don't, you know, you can have her. You've always wanted kids. And it was really that simple, and frighteningly simple to become a legal guardian. It would have been more difficult to get a puppy at a pound.
I know. I was kind of shocked that there was a pivotal moment in the story in your book when you just say, "Well, I'm going to adopt her," you know, which was shocking. Was it shocking for you when those words kind of, when I read the book, it felt like it was just kind of spilled out of your mouth. And you're like, "What? What just happened?"
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it happened. I don't want to ruin anything for people who haven't read the book, but It was a very tense moment, and I was pretty much confronting her former guardian, who had not been arrested yet. And he was saying that he wanted his girl back, and I just, you know, really, it did just spill out of my mouth. It's like, you know, in fact, I'm going to become her guardian, and if you fight me, you will lose. And he understood that. He understood that he wasn't providing a good home. He didn't know that we knew what we did. He was assuming that we just all thought he had a drinking problem at that time.
Mm. Now, when you look back, do you think, I mean, nothing, I always believe, in my spiritual beliefs, there's nothing that's accidental. I mean, when you look back, do you think this was an accident or it wasn't? I mean, how do you look back at it now in retrospect?
When I look now, and my daughter is just turned 21, and I look back now and I think it wasn't accidental at all. When 15, 16, 17 years old, it was a very difficult relationship that we had. And not only did I think it was an accident, I thought it was a bad one.
Mm-hmm. All of us mothers do.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, that's what my girlfriends kept telling me, you know, the girlfriends who had raised daughters, like, oh, you know, gee, that's nothing. It's absolutely normal. I'm like, nah, you've got to be kidding me, right?
I love there's a part in the book when you say, I'm a sea captain. What do I know about raising a teenage girl? And I thought, no, that is the perfect, someone who actually can deal with the perfect storm, the emotions that arise from these teenagers, irrationality, to be emotionally stable during the whole time and patient and just, you know, hold for it while chaos is reigns.
Right. I guess, you know, that's one perspective. But my perspective is that absolutely nothing in my fishing career nor my writing career prepared me for becoming a mother figure for anyone. And, you know, I think about my role as a captain of a boat and being just absolutely inflexible. And, you know, you think of sort of the cliche advice to parents. You know, the one that comes to mind is like choosing your battles. And that, you know, indicates that you'd actually be willing to bend a little bit on some things. And that just wasn't in my game book. So that really not good parenting to just never, ever, you know, be willing to give in at all. And on the other hand, you know, being an author is almost the opposite. You know, it's like you get in your bubble and nothing penetrates from the outside. You just ignore everything on the outside. And that's really not very good parenting skills either. I think the one thing that I'd like to say, the one thing that I had in my favor was, and still is, my relationship with my parents. I mean, I understood how it was supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that being a mom helped you become a better fisherman or fisherwoman and writer?
Certainly a better writer, because it's just, you know, just a different type of stimulation, and really broadened, I guess, you know, just really broadened my basis for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. You know, having a daughter, having a, you know, child, even starting at the age where she was 15, you know, enriched my life in a lot of ways, and certainly, you know, enriching and stimulating. It's always good for writing.
So how old were you when you adopted your daughter at age 15?
Well, let's see. It was 6 years ago, and I am 52, so I guess it made me 46.
Well, that's perfect. I mean, that's probably I'm around that age, and that's when, you know, you have kids this age. So in some ways, you missed all the baby dirty diapers, tantrums. It's fascinating. I think it's kind of fascinating how life works out that way. Because you just get, I mean, you kind of like didn't really miss a beat. You're completely on schedule, but you just miss those beginning 15 years. I think that's
right,
fascinating.
Yeah, I've been jokingly saying that, you know, the stork left a 15-year-old kid on my porch.
All right. So when in the book you say that your daughter needed you and you needed her, and what did you mean by that? I mean, I think I know from reading a book, but I want to hear from you directly, because I'm just presuming what I would imagine you'd say.
You know, to my mind, you know, looking, you know, of course, in the writing process, you end up being a lot more introspective and examining things in a far different way than you do when you're actually living them and not really looking closely at a lot of things. And I really lived a very selfish life for 46 years. I never really had anyone that I had to be responsible for. I didn't have to worry if anybody was cold or hungry or tired or sad. I think that's a pretty selfish way to live your life. And I was happily living it that way. I definitely needed something to concentrate on other than myself. So that having a daughter definitely filled that need. My daughter needed a mother figure. She needed a parental figure. Up until the age of 15, the adults or the people who were supposed to be parenting her, she'd just been bounced around a lot and abused. She had like no trust of adults pretty much in general for good reason. She'd just been disappointed and, worse than disappointed, so many times that she needed consistency. She needed to know that, when the chips were down, I wasn't going to, cast her aside or give her away or sell her or, whatever. And,
sell her?
We're not sure whether her biological mother gave her away or sold her.
Oh, my God.
We don't know. So that's why I said that. I know. It's pretty shocking.
That's shocking and dismaying. Okay, wow. Okay, I had no idea. Wow.
Yep.
She
was either given away or sold to a pedophile.
Oh, God, that is just terrifying. All right, so.
She was quite young. It is. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, I have like 1,000 questions afterwards, but the thing that's so interesting, so she needed, in some ways, she needed exactly what you had as being a captain, right? In some ways, the inflexibility that you describe as, a problem ends up being probably the kind of consistency and structure that she probably never had and really needed. And I find it interesting that you call your life selfish. It sounds fabulous to me.
Right.
I want to be a sea captain. I think it sounds fabulous. And it seems like you're, and this is what I don't, because I kept on reading a book and I don't get it. Because she's responsible for everyone on the boat. She's responsible for their life, their safety, their well-being, their protection, making sure that they're safe. So I don't get it.
Well, I don't know, but it's not, it's not a loving personal relationship.
Ah, okay. You're not giving all those guys on the fish, on the boat hugs and
no,
snuggling them?
No.
Okay. All right, so you said that throughout the book you talk about you wanted to change, and change was something that you thrive on and you look forward to. How do you think being a mom changed your life for the better?
Well, along with change, I guess, I thrive on challenge. And I think it's certainly very challenging to do a good job parenting. Mm-hmm. And particularly starting with a 15-year-old, as you say, I didn't go through the diaper changing and the learning to ride a bike and all the different stages that kids go through. And 15-year-old girls are not always easy to deal with the teenage years. And my daughter is a perfect example of a very difficult teen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a huge challenge. We both got through it. And our relationship's really good now. But boy, it was certainly tough.
All right. So we are going to be coming right back, talking more about what you're trying to do with the book and in your intention with the book. We have Linda Greenlaw, author of Life-Saving Lessons, Notes from an Accidental Mother. We'll be right back, and make sure, folks, to subscribe to get great shows like this one at www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.